headlines this hour. Yemen's ruling party welcomes a plan to transfer powers, while the opposition rejects a unity government. In Bahrain, the opposition says Saudi-backed forces have destroyed dozens of places of worship. In Syria, two MPs and a religious figure resign as more protesters are killed. And in Pakistan, people protest against the U.S. drone strikes in their country.
All these drone attacks and military operations are doing, it's increasing terrorism. It's increasing radicalization, polarization of our society.
Hello, welcome. 4:30 a.m. in Iran's capital, Tehran. You tune into Press TV International News. Many thanks for joining us. Yemen's ruling party has informed the Persian Gulf Cooperation Council that it fully accepts its political transition plan. Yemeni President Saleh Abdullah Saleh is to hand over power to his deputy within a month after an agreement is signed with the opposition. Saleh will also be granted immunity from prosecution. The opposition has welcomed the initiative, but says it will not take part in a national unity government. This comes as Yemeni authorities have begun arresting soldiers that have joined anti-government protesters. Several soldiers and army generals have defected to the opposition. Meanwhile, medical sources say army troops have wounded two protesters in the southern city of Aden. There are also reports saying armed tribesmen have abducted a Saudi diplomat in the capital, Sana'a. A correspondent in Yemen tells us more about President Ali Abdullah Saleh's readiness to quit power and people's reactions.
Although the president, when he accepts the initiatives, he linked them with the constitution. But currently, well, as we what we have heard that the foreign minister has handed over the acceptance and the welcome of the president himself. The Dr. Abu Bakr Al Kirby, who handed the representative for the GCC for the Arab Initiative. Also, the protesters, on the other hand, said that they don't want to accept any initiative that gives the president the immunity from prosecution. I've talked to them. Most of them, all of them agree on that. That they just want the immediate ouster of the regime.
In Bahrain, the opposition says Saudi-backed forces have destroyed dozens of mosques. The main opposition party says over 30 holy sites, including 16 mosques, have been destroyed over the past months. Other reports indicate over 28 mosques and 50 mourning halls have been destroyed. This is security forces have destroyed another holy site in the northern village of Karana. Elsewhere, riot police raided the homes of anti-regime protesters in the eastern island of Sitra. The Bahraini regime has reportedly deployed a massive number of security forces inside villages in a bid to terrorize anti-government protesters. Meanwhile, rights groups say government forces have even raided hospitals, torturing doctors and patients in an effort to suppress the protests. They say more than 30 medical workers have gone missing. Amnesty International is concerned about the fate of many missing activists and widespread torture of detained protesters. People in the Qatar city of Rumaila have held a rally in support of Bahraini protesters. The rally was held on Friday. In neighboring Saudi Arabia, people in the city of Amiya also protested the burning of the Holy Quran by Saudi-backed forces in Bahrain. The demonstrators carried banners demanding reforms. They also condemned Saudi Arabia's military involvement in Bahrain, calling for the withdrawal of Saudi troops from the country. The demonstrators demanded political rights and freedom of expression in Saudi Arabia. They also urged the release of political prisoners. A similar demonstration was also held in Qatif. Leader of Iran's Islamic Revolution, Ayatollah Sayyid Ali Khamenei, says the wave of Islamic awakening in the region will definitely reach fruition. Ayatollah Khamenei says the ongoing movement will ultimately benefit the regional nations. He said the United States, Israel, and Europe have been taken aback by the recent developments. The leader, however, cautioned that the enemies are plotting to divert the new wave. Ayatollah Khamenei also rejected the allegation of Iran's interference in regional countries' affairs as baseless and said Iran has only declared its position on the developments. He described a Saudi-backed clampdown on anti-government protesters in Bahrain as a mistake and considered Bahrainis as the most oppressed people in the region. The leader also touched on the developments in Libya and said the West is against the establishment of an Islamic government in the North African country that's close to Europe. Referring to political developments in Iran, the leader said Western media outlets have overplayed certain unimportant issues as they constantly look for a pretext to target the country. Earlier this week, Ayatollah Khamenei turned down the resignation of the Iranian intelligence minister. The war in Libya continues. Fresh blasts have rocked the capital, Tripoli, and its outskirts. State media report that NATO forces hit several cities in the city center and outlying quarters. Heavy anti-aircraft and automatic arms fire have been heard in Tripoli. State media earlier reported that NATO airstrikes killed and wounded several people in the capital. Separately, the cities of Homs, Qaryan, and Sirte have also been targeted by foreign forces. Saturday marked the first time that the Pentagon used Predator drones in Libya. The announcement came amid continued fighting between government troops and opposition fighters. In the city of Misrata, revolutionaries have declared victory over regime forces. At least 25 people were killed and another 100 injured in sporadic clashes in the eastern city on Saturday. Our correspondent Misrata has more on the war in Libya and NATO's military operations in the country.
NATO have been out in force tonight. There have been planes circling over Misrata for most of the evening, and other planes seem to be flying straight overhead, perhaps en route to Tripoli. NATO planes have been very active throughout the evening and shortly after nightfall, circling above, dropping bombs in the west of the city. The last remaining Gaddafi loyalist soldiers are holed up in the hospital. Earlier this afternoon, about 4 o'clock, I heard the sound of a propeller overhead, followed by an explosion. That was the first drone strike in the west of Misrata and in Libya as a whole. And indeed, just now, as I said, I've seen another drone strike dead ahead of me in the west of the city.
Demonstrators have once again marched in Washington to show solidarity with the popular uprisings in the Middle East and North Africa. Press TV's Marjan Asi has more.
Protesters gathered in Washington once again to support the popular uprisings taking place from Libya to Bahrain and across the Arab world.
This is the first organization that's actually uniting all the countries in the Middle East and Northern Africa to stand in solidarity with all the pro-democracy movements going on in that region. We have one message. We all are uniting for the same voice.
Protesters representing countries throughout the Middle East and North Africa discussed the human rights violations taking place in that region in their movements for freedom and reform.
I came here today to protest the killings in Libya and demanding that Colonel Gaddafi and his sons should leave governing Libya and let the Libyan people themselves decide their own destiny and their own future.
We stand in solidarity of the Yemeni protesters demanding Ali Abdullah Saleh's resignation. We've been protesting every single day in front of the White House.
Two countries were also targeted specifically for human rights violations and brutal crackdown on pro-democracy protesters, Saudi Arabia and Bahrain.
I'm here to call for the release of all human rights prisoners, all people who are in jail in Saudi Arabia just because they speak out.
The Saudi excursion or invasion of Bahrain is extremely, extremely disgrace, and it shows you that the Saudi regime is not willing to allow any democratic movement within its country or around it or anywhere in the Gulf area or the Arab world or the Muslim world.
Although this was one of the first unified protests, more are expected to take place in solidarity with the freedom movements currently underway throughout the Middle East and North Africa. Marjan Ossi, Press TV, Washington.
Egypt is bracing for yet another million-man march next Friday. Protesters in the city of Kenna say the rally aims to push for the removal of a new Coptic Christian governor. They accuse him of being loyal to ousted President Hosni Mubarak. The protesters have dubbed the rally Friday of Dignity and Public Will. They say unity between Muslims and Christians will be their main motto in the coming days. Meanwhile, protesters in Kenya are also planning another mass rally next week. This to demand the removal of Prime Minister Issam Sharaf and the trial of his deputy Yahya al-Gamal. Meanwhile, two former Egyptian oil ministers are set to be tried over the sale of cheap natural gas to Israel. Judicial sources say Sami Fahmy and Mahmoud Latif are accused of exporting natural gas to Israel at a lower price than the market value. This is said to have cost the state some $714 million. Five other oil ministry officials will also face the same charges. Even Egypt's former president, Hosni Mubarak, has been embroiled in the controversy. He was questioned about the contract earlier this week. Egypt supplies around 40% of Israel's natural gas requirements. On to Syria. At least 10 people have been confirmed dead in a fresh round of unrest. State media sources say unknown gunmen have shot these people dead in the cities of Douma, Izra, and Dara. Five security forces are reportedly among the dead. This as the opposition blames security forces for the deaths. On Saturday, funeral processions for the victims of Friday protests turned into pro-reform rallies in several cities. Meanwhile, two Syrian lawmakers have resigned in protest at the failure of security forces to protect the people. Reports say the mufti of the city of Dara has also resigned. 24 hours of international news. You tune into Press TV. These are the headlines, starting off with Yemen. Yemen's ruling party welcomes a plan to transfer powers, while the opposition rejects a unity government. In Bahrain, the opposition says Saudi-backed forces have destroyed dozens of places of worship. In Syria, two MPs and a religious figure resign as more protesters are killed. And in Pakistan, people protest against the U.S. drone strikes in their country.
All these drone attacks and military operations are doing, it's increasing terrorism. It's increasing radicalization, polarization of our society.